Hi everyone, and welcome back to Buzzword Mix.
酒馆口语课第十二期结业了，周五也就是九月三日晚上八点，在 CC Talk 上举行结业典礼，有课程总结、学员展示、酒馆好声音，还有有奖互动，免费对所有人开放，快来联系小助手参加吧，微信号是 LULUXJG. Now, on with the show.
In today's Buzzword Mix, our buzzword is...Slut shaming. In the past couple of months, with a series of sexual harassment and assault cases making the headlines, the idea of slut shaming has once again surfaced in the realm of public discussion. 最近不断地看到某名人某大厂的性侵案件，今天我们就来聊聊由这些事件催生的一个话题 ,slut shaming, 荡妇羞辱。The second part of the word we know very well. We talk about shame all the time.For example, we say body shame, fat shame. Slut shaming 的后半部分 shame 就是去羞辱他人，比如我们说身材羞辱、肥胖羞辱。The first part of this word, slut, this is a general term for a person, especially a woman or a girl, who is considered to have loose sexual morals or who is sexually promiscuous. In other words,Someone who gets tagged a bad girl because perhaps she has multiple sexual partners, or maybe she prefers casual relationships. So what exactly is slut shaming? Slut shaming is the practice of criticizing people, especially women and girls, who are perceived to violate expectations of behavior and appearance regarding issues related to sexuality. Slut shaming.他攻击和批判的对象就是这些在性方面不管是 behavior 行为举止还是在 appearance 穿着打扮上被人认为是 violate expectations 违背了所谓世俗或者传统大众期望值的这样的女性 Even though slut shaming is usually targeting women and girls it may also be used in reference to gay men but interestingly slut shamingRarely happens to heterosexual men.
那荡妇羞辱不光是针对女性，有的时候也会针对男同志。但有意思的是，异性恋的男士很少遭遇 slut shaming.
So far, the definition sounds a bit technical. But when exactly would women and girls get slut shamed?
那具体来讲 ，slut shaming 究竟在什么样的时候会发生呢
？Let me give you a few examples. This might include being criticized or punished.For dressing in perceived sexually provocative ways?
比如被人认为你的穿着打扮 sexually provocative, 过分的性感挑逗。
It happens when women are having premarital, casual, or promiscuous sex.
也可以是在女性有婚前或者随意性行为或者有多个伴侣的时候。
Even when women are being victim blamed for being raped or otherwise sexually assaulted.
甚至比如说在强奸和性侵的案件中那些作为所谓不完美受害者的女性遭遇的 victim blame 受害者谴责受害者有罪论都是 slut shaming 的表现形式
In short, slut shaming involves criticizing women for their violation of accepted codes of sexual conduct
不管是哪一种 slut shaming 它的核心都是对于女性违背社会既定的
Code of sexual conduct,
性行为准则的一种批判。
Slut shaming is used by men and women.
其实对于女性发起荡妇羞辱的不光有男性还有女性。
And the action of slut shaming can be considered to be a form of social punishment.
Slut shaming 其实就是在社会公众的特别是舆论领域对于这个人进行惩罚。
And it is an aspect of sexism.
是属于 sexism.性别歧视的一个部分
as well as female intrasexual competition. This is a very interesting concept, and you hear it in Chinese language as well. Female intrasexual competition means competition among women when it comes to sexuality.
就有点像中文说的雌竞。
In this context, the mentality is easy to understand. She is so good looking, she is so attractive, she goes on a lot of dates.Because I'm jealous, I'm going to slut shame her. In that way, I can drag her down. And that gives me the moral high ground. Now, hearing this, you might say, I am very traditional and conservative. I think we should have a code of sexual conduct.
有人可能就说了，那我就是很保守啊，我不支持所谓的性开放。
That's okay. Here the problem is not about how open you are when it comes to sex. The problem here with slut-shaming is the double standard. Think about it. Slut-shaming is usually toward girls and women. Boys and men usually do not get slut-shamed. In recent years, around many countries in the world, there has been something called Slut Walk. And this is a movement calling an end to rape culture, including victim-blaming and slut-shaming of sexual assault victims.
近些年来，在有些国家就有自发组织的 Slut Walk 的游行，它反对的重点就是在强奸、性侵案里对受害者的 victim blame 和 slut shaming.
So now you might have an idea of what slut shaming might look like, and you might say you would never do that. But the fact is, almost all of us, no matter if you're a man or woman, we have done it at some point, or at least we had gone along with it. So to finish off, here are some examples of things you might not realize that are actually slut shaming.
最后我们就来看看几个可能不太明显的 slut shaming.
Number one, assuming a girl is only dressing up to impress guys.
认为女性打扮就是为了取悦男性。
Number two, blaming the girl if someone spreads a stolen nude photo of her.
得知女性私密照片流出，首先会批判这个女生不检点。
Number three, talking differently about girls who have sex than you do about guys who have sex.
在性的领域对男女明显双标。
And all of these are everyday examples of slut-shaming. Now, before we get to sample sentences, I just want to say, I'm doing this episode not to advocate any types of sexual conduct. The point here is, everyone should have the right to their own body and their own life, as long as they're not hurting other people. And if you really do need to judge, at least don't use double standard.Now let's move on to sample sentences. Sample 1. Slut-shaming is one of the fastest growing forms of cyberbullying. Slut-shaming is one of the fastest growing forms of cyberbullying. Number 2. Activities against slut-shaming takes place worldwide. Activities against slut-shaming takes place worldwide.
你听懂了吗？关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆来获取更多拓展内容。
So what do you think about slut shaming and victim blaming?
期待你的分享，我们下期见。